But let's start with the Patriots. David Andrews out. He's going to have season-ending surgery on his shoulder. It was a decision to be made here, and this was reported early this morning, and then I feel like the decision got made relatively quickly, unless it was all sort of in the can already. But David Andrews could have had surgery, or he could have tried to play through it this year, and if he had made it worse, then he'd be out next year if he had off-season surgery, etc. And he decided, no, I'm shutting it down this year. I'm going to have the surgery now. This way I'll be able to play next year, and there's been talk with him about retirement, like, you know, after the health problem that he had, and going forward now, he is not a young guy anymore in the league anyway.
Nope.
And this is maybe one of his last final seasons. We'll see this year, next year, what he ends up doing. I was thinking, like, if he's going to retire at the end of this year, then play through it, right? Like, you know, there's no reason to get the surgery. But if you're planning on sticking around for a couple of years, you get the surgery now so you can play next year and beyond that. So, I don't know. In a weird way, I look at it as kind of a good thing.
Kind of a good thing?
Kind of a good thing.
To lose the most important player on the team, in
yes,
my opinion.
For the future,
the
yeah.
most can't-lose player.
Oh, because they're going to win with him, right?
No. I think he's more important to keep it from becoming an embarrassing debacle that could cost people jobs and credibility over
Andy,
the long
haul.
It
is an embarrassing debacle.
And you just lost David Andrews.
Right.
Arguably your most proven capable offensive lineman and arguably your best leader.
Right.
And he gone.
Yeah.
He's
gone.
The guy.
And that's a good thing.
Come again?
It's a good thing. Because
wait, are you on my side of the street now that we just want to lose?
This is a rebuilding season,
so you're back
is it
to
not?
Me.
This is a rebuilding season,
okay.
Is it not?
I'm confused about you. You wanted to win like 9 games last time I talked to you.
What are you talking? I never said that.
Oh,
you
did.
Win
you were
nine
like nine.
Games.
Put May. You might win 9 games. And
last
I'm like,
time
that's
you talked
worst.
To me was yesterday, and
okay,
I definitely didn't say that.
You didn't say it yesterday. That's fair. But last time we sort of broached this general idea, you were on the side
of what,
of put May
season?
In. He might win games. You can go 9-8. You can be competitive. You can be entertaining, and all these things.
I'm over
9-8 would be the worst possible season that this team could have, because it guarantees futility moving forward, because it screws your draft status, and that's the most important thing.
Okay, fine.
That being said,
I'm off of that. I don't remember ever saying that, but I'm off of anything close to that.
This
and I
team
think that
was well on its way to a top 3 or 5 pick with David Andrews, but maybe being able to do it in a professional, competitive fashion. Now I worry that the wheels are just going to fall off this
these
train.
Last 2 games, professional, competitive.
No, but those might be the toughest spots on the schedule.
Okay.
And if you got past those, you got the Dolphins, a team you're favored against. You got the Jags. You have winnable / competable games, or at least don't get embarrassed type games. Now, I think every game is going to start to trend toward potential to get embarrassed. The guy who touches the ball more than anybody, the guy who sets the line calls.
Remember Leverett in the preseason? Remember
yes.
how bad he was?
And the one thing
he
that
was snapping it to no
awful.
One. Like,
but
yeah.
the one thing that has kind of brought me off of that is he wasn't terrible against the 49ers.
True, he wasn't. Yeah.
And they weren't as bad on the line when he came in as I thought they would be with the preseason as my barometer and my backstory. And so I'm leaving that open, but I also just think David Andrews is a critical guy for this team. And to lose him, did you also hear Gerard Mayo interestingly say, and he's a guy who might be a coach soon or something.
Yep.
He just out of nowhere throws he might be a coach soon. Because I think the way it was reported,
there's a guy who knows about players who become coaches. It would be Gerard Mayo, you'd think.
I guess, but as you said, the reporting seems to indicate part of the reason you'd get the surgery is to not hinder your ability to play next year.
Right.
And that maybe he wants to play next year, and maybe he's like me. Maybe David Andrews is like me, and really he's like, well, if we draft a left tackle and we sign a receiver and pick up a couple guys, my last season, which might be next year, might be a competitive season. And maybe I'm snapping the ball to Drake May and we're back to having fun and scoring points and all of these things. So I think this is an absolute dagger for this team. You know, I don't know which one we're going to say was the straw that broke the camel's back along the way here.
Because
the camel's back is breaking, right? It's going to be flat on the ground, dead, dehydrated, gone, carcass, picked clean by the buzzards, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's how we get there.
This camel's having a rough day.
Absolutely. But how we get there, we're going to start like picking out points, I feel like, of, oh, that's when it really went bad. Or no, that's when it really went bad. This is one of those points right now when it really went bad.
When I say the David Andrews thing could be a good thing, I don't mean that it's him getting hurt is good for the team. Obviously not. That's not good. He's a good player, and he's a leader on the team and everything. I was talking about in terms of him being able to play next year and trying to play through this and getting hurt and not being able to play next year when presumably Drake May's your starter and you need all hands on deck, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of the point.
And you need David Andrews, not just all hands on deck, everybody talks about here the importance of the center position, right, setting the mic, and it's and the quarterback. Like, you want, and that was the question that Gerard Mayo was asked, and he says they're irrelevant, David Andrews getting hurt and the ability to play Drake May.
He did say that, yes.
I find that hard to believe. Like, that's not at least a consideration. Now, we're saying a guy's not ready. And we had, Ross Tucker yesterday brought up North Carolina coaches in guys that haven't prepared Drake May to play.
I think it's not a consideration because they're not going to play him anyway, whether Andrews is out there or not.
I don't like that.
I know, but
well,
that's
then why is he on the roster?
To watch.
To practice.
To watch and to learn and to be the scout team quarterback.
And technically, if you're on IR, you're not supposed to practice. So I guess technically he has to be on the roster all year.
That's why.
To practice. But what about the part where they said, they say if, but I'll say when, Jacoby Brissett doesn't get up, who's going in? They say that the backup quarterback is Drake May and he's going in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
No disrespect to our guy. I hope we talk to him every week. Nicest man on the
planet.
May's
already played this year.
But the reality is, it is, to use Gerard Mayo's word, not sustainable, the hits that Jacoby Brissett is taking, right? He tried to laugh it off, the grimaces, faces that they keep mm-hmm. showing him with close-ups. Those grimaces are actual pain. Those are not beard face or, oh, that's just my face kind of thing. No, no, no. That's a grimace from pain.
Resting Brissett face.
Yeah, exactly. No, no, no. This is in pain Brissett face. Getting his ass kicked Brissett face.
Yes.
So he's going to get hurt, right? Like, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news to him, but it's going to probably happen.
I'd imagine he'll be shut down at some point
okay.
if he keeps up like this. Yes.
So who's playing?
It's going to have to be Drake May.
Okay.
Or they sign a veteran. They could do that.
I guess they could do that.
If they put him on IR and it opens up a spot, they could
Bailey Zappe off the practice squad in Kansas City. That'd be an idea.
That would be an idea.
This whole thing is nonsensical. Doesn't it feel nonsensical?
It feels like there was a sort of loose idea of a plan, the concept of a plan, if you will, and it's kind of just all gone down the toilet with these injuries and, with the way the season's gone and how bad everything looks. I think it's all kind of, I think they expected it to go differently, maybe not much differently. Like,
what did
I
they
think
expect?
I think they expected to lose games. I don't think they expected the offense to look this bad. I don't think so. I think that they brought a lot of people back. They had an offensive line with guys on it that they thought might be better than this. There was injuries that happened too, obviously, and Brissett's a veteran who's at times in the past able to give you more than he's given you this year. I think they expected more from the offense this year. I do.
Oh, I think they tried to convince us and maybe themselves that they expected more. I would argue they should have read. I'm not a big believer that coaches should necessarily listen to the media, but when every single reporter that watches your training camp practices says, your offensive line is an absolute crap show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gerard Mayo says, I really thought they did a good job controlling the line of scrimmage and the offensive line concerns are overblown. I don't know how he could have believed that. He was on the practice field. Maybe Scott Peters is a really convincing assistant coach. He's like, don't worry about it. I know it doesn't look great right now, but I'll pull the – I got a strike principle. And once these strike principles are fully entrenched, we'll mm-hmm. be fine. We knew the line was going to suck. We knew you were probably going to get worse, not better. You know why? Because usually you get banged up.
Right.
Oh, damnedest thing, they're banged up. Oh, damnedest thing, David Andrews is hurt. Damnedest thing, I bet you at some point they might have to play without Mike Onwenu. And then, is it going to be better? Are you going to be more ready to play Drake May come then?
No, probably not.
And you know who will be less ready, in my opinion?
Drake May.
Drake May. I actually think you could make a strong argument. Put him out there behind whatever you think your best line is. So by the time the line falls apart predictably, at least he has a little experience. He's felt the speed of the game. He's seen certain pressures, like whatever, right? Like, give him that opportunity. Now you're going to throw him out there, and Nick Leverett's going to be like, I thought I was coming here to be a backup guard, and now I'm the starting center, so why don't you make the calls, kid? You're a quarterback. You're first. I just think the debacleness, I'm making up a word, the debacleness ratio scenario is growing by the minute.
So do you think that May's not going to play at all this year?
No,
now? It sounds like that's what you're saying.
But I think they've screwed the pooch. The soft opening is getting harder by the minute.
So you're if I'm hearing this correctly.
You are.
You're saying you think now maybe May shouldn't play. That's what it sounds like you're saying here.
Probably.
Now that now he actually shouldn't play.
Yeah.
You've sort of poo-pooed that in the past.
Yeah.
You got to get hit sometime, kid. Get out there. But now at this point, no Andrews now. You got Leverett out there.
You're benching your star running back who's the centerpiece of the offense who's supposed to carry the ball 25 times a game.
Didn't guarantee he was going to do
no,
that.
No, but it's a possibility.
They probably should.
Like, isn't it because the only positive that I can find, the only is Kendrick Bourne practicing. And if you saw him dancing, he certainly looks healthy. Doing things with his knees that I can't do as a healthy 40-year-old right now.
Where was he dancing?
On the practice field.
Oh.
like, and doing, like, no brace on the knees, like, flailing all. Like, he clearly has no limitations of mobility.
Is that
in
a little
knees.
River dance I just saw?
That's what he was doing. He was
Hart was doing the Irish jig right there.
And that's what Kendrick Bourne was doing. So
Michael Flatley over here.
The one positive you can spin is that Bourne is coming back and he might be your best receiver when he gets out there.
Great.
And Jerod Mayo wouldn't rule out those guys returning as early as Sunday. So that's a positive, but everything else feels like it gets more negative by the day.